And Gravelness, a place to chat and have a few sips. Today is February 21st, 2024. Thanks for listening. Man, it's weird to say 24.
It is. And they're like almost 2 months in too. And I'm just like, oh. But I'm Caitlin and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
And I'm Kelsey and my pronouns are also she, her, and hers.
And today we're doing Alaska. I imagine that there are lots of other brewing places, but they made it really obvious for our goal because they're called Alaskan Brewing Company. So I did both the beers from them. But they are a great brewery. But who knows? We might get some other ones in there too. But we are going to start off with Kelsey's gonna be so proud of me because this is not something I typically pick. So it's an amber and it's an alt style. So it's their amber alt style ale. So I don't tend to pick reds, even though I like them. But yeah, so something a little different. And yeah, it does not have a description on the can of the beer, but it says smooth, flavorful, and balanced from Alaska to you.
And it's actually brewed and canned in Juneau. I have to say, I cheated and already opened it and poured it into a glass. Gave Cole a little baby glass of it.
That's a really pretty red color. I thought that was like
beautiful.
It's a very nice. I should use my mug, but you're going to have your mug for the next episode, and then we'll both have to drink out of our mugs.
Our stein.
Yes, that's right. Steins. Maybe we'll do mugs this upcoming year as a prize. Mix it up.
I like that idea. We
all
can
different
change
shapes.
It up.
So I would say for an amber, it follows the flavor profile. I like how it has a nice malty mellowness to it, but still has a little hoppy bite. It's balanced, as I said.
I like that it's not too hoppy, though. It's not too bitter. There's still a little bit of the carameliness.
Yeah, carameliness. That's a good word. It's a very laid-back beer, but still nice flavor.
I am currently eating pasta and chicken, and it's pairing quite nicely, actually.
Yeah. Let's see that. I also had pasta tonight.
What was in yours?
Oh, actually, macaroni and cheese, if I'm being honest. But that's a pasta.
That's a pasta.
Brian doctored it up really nicely. He had peppers in it and pulled pork and a bunch of seasonings. And we had that with green beans and a ton of fruit. Because I went crazy at Aldi's yesterday and got a lot of fruit.
Take advantage.
That's what
of
I did
it,
right
I
before I went to bed. So I guess don't go shopping when you're hungry or tired.
I guess so. You're going to have all the fruit.
Because I'm like, we need all the colors of grapes and all the types of berries. But anyways, Kelsey, how are you?
I'm good. We were just talking before we got on the show that trying to kind of, once you feel like you've got one thing down, you're trying to add in something else. And once you get those things balanced, you try to add in something else, but then something else gets dropped. So it's kind of figuring out those things lately. But it's all good. It's like, at the beginning of the year, I was getting my regular work job down, getting the bicycle in, getting on in yoga. Well, now volleyball season's kicking into high gear. So I was out of town last weekend. Saw some wonderful play, saw some wonderful people. But now it's time to revert back to real world. But again, you know, it's always good you have the balance of work hard, play hard. So kind of been nice.
Impressive. You do a lot.
There have been a lot of things going on, that's for sure. Gosh, it's been a whole month since we recorded last. What else has been going on? There was the Burr ride last month.
Yeah, how was that?
It ended up being pretty nice that day, probably about 40 degrees. Overcast. It was quite windy, but there were so many people out and about. The weather in Iowa has just been wonderful, unseasonably warm for the most part after, the snow came to us once more for a little dusting. But yeah, it's been nice to be on bikes. There were so many people that day, and it was so much fun. I sold so much beer that day.
Nice.
And you know what was nice is I didn't really see too many people who were excessively drinking. Like, there are a
Oh,
handful
good.
that had their share, but I didn't see as many in excess. So that was nice. That was good.
Yeah, that is good.
Cole kept up the tradition of the Gerda Burr, which is the gravel ride to Burr, for its 16th year in a row.
Wow.
There have been a couple years where it's been Cole only, but this year there were four other people with him, at least to start with.
Cool.
So yeah, we had a good time. I'm trying to think of what else. Why don't you go ahead and we'll go from there. What's new with
Okay.
you?
I lost my bag for my needle. Oh, there it
Oh,
is. I put it
nice.
neatly under my mouth so it wouldn't fall when I was moving.
Look at you
I
being so
had.
nice and keeping your bags.
I'm a little nuts about it. And I think I have one needle that I have in a bag right now, which is the same size as another one, but it doesn't have a bag. So I have to like wait until I get the right size bag mailed to me for something else. So I have a bag for it. Anyways, let's see. So I did the Sugar Bottom Bikes Lake McBride Classic.
Nice. How was it?
Awesome. I did it. Is it last weekend? No.
A couple
Two weekends
weekends ago.
ago.
Was it muddy?
Yes. No. It was, yeah. So we were really lucky. It was below freezing most of the day, but like barely. So I didn't really run into a ton of mud, but we did have teeny bits of ice, teeny bits of snow, but most of that was melted too. But it was cool. I've never done a race like that. I'm really.
For people who don't know, it is a fat bike only race. So you have to have a minimum of 3.5 inch tire, I believe, to be out there. Usually there's snow on the ground. This year there was not.
Yeah, I think last year there was. And it is over all types of surfaces. So we even had sand. We even had what I would consider deep sand. Like I had my bike stopped. We had bike mountain biking trails. We had walking trails that we biked that were like they get permission just for this race to open them up to bike riders. There was a gravel trail, gravel roads, pavement, snowmobiles, farm fields,
Oh,
which
yeah.
are an interesting challenge. I think it could have been even bumpier, but it was a bumpy ride. And there was one where we went around a farm field and we went over around three sides of it.
Oh, wow.
And somehow it was all uphill. So, but I did see in Strava there's like a segment for it. And I'm like, well, at least I could say I did it. But it was fun. And it's, I guess this is my second race. Like every race, you kind of should know where you're going, but like navigation, it's more navigation required. Like I've done running races, I've done triathlons, so I've done like, And I feel like those you always pretty much like it's very clear where you're going. Whereas this, like, fortunately we have like the map, my GPS, drive my GPS, I don't remember what it's called. That app is super helpful. But they even said, like, no, you have to like pay attention to our signs and everything. 'Cause there's one part where I'm like, I'm clearly should be going right. And the GPS is like, go left. I'm like, the map even shows this way. So that was a cool school skill to work on. And I didn't do too bad with that. I was fortunate because I think, I don't know, it, like a lot of the time I'd turn too early and then just have to be like, wait, nope, that's not right, and turn around and go.
At least you wouldn't get too far.
Yeah, and like it is 30 miles, which is, I believe, the farthest I've ever biked on my fat bike. Because the gravel bike ride, I think, was 24 or 25, wasn't it?
No, I thought that was closer to 34 or 35.
Oh, so maybe this is my second longest bike ride ever on my bike.
I'm pretty sure,
Okay.
yeah. No, I'm pretty sure it was about 35.
But was incredible. It was hard. It was so hard. Like Brian, I was talking to Brian after. I'm like, so of the all the fitness events you've done, where would you put this? And he said he would still put it easier than a half marathon. I
So
think it
did
was harder than a half marathon.
Brian write it too?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
And he said it was easier than a half marathon. And he said harder.
Yeah, I said harder. I do think the skill, oh gosh, it's hard because I don't want to like make fun of another sport or say it poorly. But like the marathon that I did, I think was harder, but it's because of all the hours I spent like running and you're doing the same exact thing the whole time. Whereas in the biking, there was so much variance. So in a way, like that required more skill, but it also made it easier because I was distracted
Yes,
by
yeah, I
that
could.
challenge versus one foot over in front of the other, in front of the other, in front of the other. Both are awesome, amazing feats. So hopefully I wasn't saying that in a bad way. But yeah, so I put it pretty close to that, but a little easier just because of like there was a part where we just like biked down this like gravel walking trail or multi-purpose trail and saw like the beautiful lake and the beautiful houses. And I'm like, this is really nice. And then there's other parts where I'm going downhill and I'm like, oh wow, I'm gonna use all my skills here.
That is one that I have not ridden yet. I'm not sure if I'm going to. I'm usually end up working that weekend, but maybe
Yeah.
one day. But I do want to go ride in that area for sure.
It's fun. It's super fun. But yeah, su super hard, but fun. And like, I wanted to train more for it than I got to, just because that was right, like 2 or 3 weeks before. No, 2 weeks is when we got like that terrible cold weather, and then we got like 2 feet of snow, and
The
we
snow
did go
really
out,
wasn't.
but you can't ride, or at least I'm not going to make it as far or push as hard when it's negative 17 or when I'm trying to bike in a foot of snow.
No, absolutely. Like, you can't go as far, you can't go as hard in either of those conditions.
Yeah.
Like, we had all this amazing snow, but it was so much snow we couldn't do anything with it.
Yeah. People were trying to, like, people were like snowshoeing the heck out of
Oh,
Demmons.
they certainly
But
tried. I'm so glad they did.
I don't really know how much actually like enjoyment of biking happened. Like, it was just so much snow to pack down.
Well, I know Cole went out one day to try, and he was like, I made it a little ways, and it just wasn't fun.
Yeah. It does make me want to try snowshoeing though, but maybe not in 2 feet. You know?
Right. No, absolutely. I would like the snowshoe. My mom loves it.
It could be cool. Different pace, different feeling. Yeah, so that was cool. That was a really big thing for me to do that. And on top of like the availability, so out of the last 5 weekends, we have been out of town the last four. And I could even argue that the Lake McBride Classic, we were out of town, but we made it a day trip and drove 2 hours to the bike race and drove 2 hours home the same day. So
But
I don't
still,
think it's
you're
quite
gone all
this.
day.
But yeah, so that made training hard. And it's not that I don't like traveling. I'm just not great at it, I guess. At least this many weekends in a row with this many different activities. And like, I love celebrating, but weekend after weekend of celebrating is also hard.
It's
That
like, unless you're
sounds so
used.
weird.
Unless you're used to constantly being gone, it's so hard to be gone. Even when you're used to being gone, it's hard to be gone that many times in a row.
I don't know how you do
Trust me, it's hard to be gone.
it. But I'm feeling it a little bit. Like I don't know. Like mentally I can feel them like really wanting like just a few weeks of just normal life, which I think we live a pretty active like normal life, but it's just like it's so nice, like, oh, we're gonna go to the kids' museum and Riker's gonna play and then we're gonna go home. And that's it. So, which speaking of that, we got a volcano gift for Riker, and this has been like a 3-day project, and we got to finally do the volcano today because they had you like, I don't know exactly what it's made of, but you had to mix it up and like put it in a casing so it would dry, the actual volcano.
Okay.
And you wait for it to dry and then you paint it.
Okay.
And then you can like put the powder in and water and make it volcano.
Yeah. So you not only okay, so you actually have to build the whole thing and everything.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So the anticipation was really exciting for Riker, and like having a multi-day project I think was great for him. And he was so thrilled, so it was cute. And then like the first few times Brian poured everything in and then Riker started doing it. And it's cute. Yeah, it's sorry if I'm talking, if we want to like, I don't know, I have a lot of stuff.
No, that's right.
I've
You
been
can.
reading a lot. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was gonna say, you're fine now. Keep it's good. We're catching
Okay.
up. It's good.
I've been reading a lot, but I don't know, I haven't found anything that I'm like in love with to share, but I have been enjoying reading or really listening. I do have a few physical books I'm reading too, because apparently I'd read a bunch at once. Over the last week or so, I've been like going through and finishing books that I've just been like sitting on.
Okay.
And that's been good. There's one where I was like, you know, I'm not going to finish this one. I even read the backstory to like understand it. And I was like, no. So
I know.
that
I'm
was kind of
good.
good to be like checking that off. I'm done. Kind of like a project that you like hold on to, let it hibernate, and either decide to go on or decide
Different
frog
guy and be
it.
like, good.
But like making that decision felt good.
Well, that's good. Shoot, I was gonna say something in conjunction with that. Now I can't
Yes,
remember.
with books,
Oh,
catching up.
yeah. I've been reading a book called The Poison Sky that's all about food adulteration, if you will, and how like
Interesting.
essentially the USDA like how it's come to be all the different food packaging and food products and how we've come to have all kinds of different standards of what goes into our foods here in the United States.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's some very, very interesting things. Some things you may or may not want to know about. Definitely don't read it while you're eating or before you're going to eat. Better after dinner. Reading.
Yeah,
Yeah. It's quite interesting if you like history and food and that kind of stuff.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, that was the poison swat.
Poison squat. Okay. I've been sewing. So I inherited a sewing machine quite a while ago. And then a friend in my bike group monthly drives up to Nebraska to sew with her cousin. And so we did that, I don't know, within the last month or so. And it was fun. I had purchased a pattern. I just wanted to make like a really simple bag, and it became this like, it's like a nice purse in it, but it had like pleats and it had it was a round shape.
Okay.
So there's, and then there was a lot of like fold overs for edging. And there was one section we were totally confused on, and mine is kind of messed up there. And I'm like, no, I am moving forward. I do not care. Like, I just wanted to make a bag that I could like take to Aldi's. That's it. But it was fun, and I had a whole pile of things that needed to like be mended, and some of them I did correctly, and some of them I was like, this is an undershirt. Choo choo, done. Fixed it. So it was nice to do that too. And so then we had another sewing adventure where she just came to my house, and Kelsey was busy,
I
but
would have
she's gonna make
come.
it
I would
next
have,
time.
yeah, I'm gonna try
But
again.
it
I would have loved to have come to your sewing party.
was fun. And then my friend was much smarter, and instead of buying a pattern that was like way complicated, which I guess if you're buying a pattern, you probably do want like all the cool elements. But she found one on Pinterest, and it's like a common just bag pattern. And it was easy for me to size it up a little bit. And I made like really long straps. And I understood like the flipping inside out thing, which at first I had to watch like five videos to do it, but I did it. And
And you don't even have it
yeah.
to show me?
I probably can run and grab it. I don't know. I'm kind of shy. Like, I'll show you, but I'm just shy because I'm really bad and I don't know why, but like, I'm not ready for feedback with my sewing. I don't know why. Like, I'm like, yeah, I know it's bad, but I also did it and it is a bag.
That's what matters is you made a thing,
Yeah.
right? You made the
Yeah.
intended thing.
So I probably should have like posted on Instagram, but I'm like, I don't know.
It's
Like,
all
certainly
good.
all my knitting is not perfect out there, but I don't know. I think maybe I just have more emotion tied to the struggle of it at this point.
It's too fresh. It's too fresh.
It's been fun, and I can see why people like sewing or enjoy it.
I'm staring at my sewing machine right now and a
Hmm.
failed box that bag thing that I tried doing a couple weeks ago.
Nice.
I
But you did something.
did,
You
but
did a sewing thing.
it's sitting in the corner and it's probably not gonna ever get finished.
Oh.
It knows what it did.
Yes.
I tried to follow along on a wasn't a TikTok, but it was a reel. And I don't think I quite made it the thing. There were a couple turn twists to it that it didn't quite pan out.
That's definitely like a whole different world.
Knitting, I get. Knitting's pretty easy in comparison. Sewing is next level.
I feel that way too. Like, what in the what now?
Takes a lot more patience and practice, in my opinion.
And ironing.
Oh, so much ironing.
So much ironing. Oh my gosh. And I iron my, and it, this is just me reading the directions wrong, but I ironed my straps the wrong way. So then I had to go and do it again. Because they would have been inside out.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I think that's me. So that brings us to announcements. I don't think we have anything too crazy. 2024 make along is rolling along. I think Kelsey is making some updates to the website for links and stuff.
Yes, by the time that this goes live, our new links will be live to the 2024 Make Along Challenge.
Woohoo!
So you can use our GK stash mail or GK, what did we have? Yes, GK stash mail.
Yeah. See, I have it up. Let me see if I can find pages.
And
It's
there's
hard to read around my microphone. Okay.
GK
So we decided.
Stash Challenge 2024.
I love it. Yeah. And Kelsey's already put the link in the show notes, so that will also be published with the episode.
And we'll also be on our website eventually. And eventually, if I remember how to do the link tree, I'll try to put it there too.
Oh yeah, the link tree. So many
You got
places
anything?
to update things, but we will do it. So Kelsey, what
Yes.
have you been listening to?
Well, I haven't quite been listening to it yet. Well, not recently, but I want to highlight Bike Talk with Dave once more.
Woohoo!
We talked about the show once before. It's been a few months. But Cole and I are going to be on Bike Talk with Dave, as part of the Iowa Gravel Project coming up. And that is with Dave Mabel, and he does all kinds of things from interviewing all kinds of people who are professional bike racers to bike mechanics to the guy from Bike Iowa himself, Scott Sumpter, you name it. There's all
Cool.
kinds of cool things on there. Which is perfect. It's, something you can listen to on the bike or when you're going on to go get your bike or cleaning your bike or, dreaming about being on your bike. Check it out. Hopefully by about the time our show goes live, that episode with Cole and I will be live as well.
Yay. That's really cool. That's
This
really
looks
exciting.
Yeah, it'll be a little fun.
Like it. I will certainly be tuning in and probably start binging that once I finish my current book so I can know what that's about.
It is a good show. He does try to change it up as much as he can.
Ready for next beverage, or what have you
Yes,
been? Okay.
I think I am ready for our next beverage.
Beautiful. I'm like one sip away, so.
Perfect.
It is a lovely beer, though.
It really is. I'm glad I have another one in the fridge.
Yeah. I feel like I counted this wrong. I did count this wrong. Let's hold this on. Sorry, you're gonna wait for me, probably. I was about to start the
Oh
next
no,
color.
you're fine. I was just gonna take my drink and get up.
Trying to remember, since I don't have the marker, if you do duplicate stitch, you go back the other way. That should be to the left of the marker.
What do you
Yeah.
mean? What?
Not duplicate stitch, German short rows, the double stitch thing.
Oh.
Which, if I guess I'm off by one stitch, it's really not a big deal. But I would like to be as right as I can.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. My brain's not thinking in that dimension right now. Will be right back.
Me too. Welcome back.
You, I almost just about ran into my wall.
Oh no. And I also now I have to figure out what color I want to do on the bottom of this.
Ooh, do you have options?
I do. So there's like this olive green, which at least on my screen looks black, so that's not helpful. And then this blue, and then this maroony color. And the green is on the top. So I feel like I would probably put the green on the bottom.
Yeah, I would almost, I think I would go with that as well.
Yeah. The pattern actually doesn't do. Oh, there's a little snag there. Haven't even worn it yet.
Doesn't the pattern do one
It'll
color?
black out. Yeah, so the bottom of it just stay keeps the same color in the half brioche. But I've seen other people do it with a different color in the bottom, and I kind of like that better. I wonder if that means the setup row I should have switched colors already.
Oh.
It is probably a good thing that we paused and we did because I'm only like 3 stitches into this row. Yes, I do want to switch now because the next row has purling in it.
Well, then that's a good thing you're only 3 stitches in. You can go 3 stitches
Yeah.
back.
My pictures are so funny. I'm such a dork. Yeah, it's interesting. There's a big variety of what people have decided to do. I think I like a different color on the bottom.
Then the
Think it
top.
brings it together.
Oh. Yeah, I think it like is a nice little pop.
Okay, I'm doing it. Think.
You should totally do it. Do it.
Okay, it's so hard to decide when I look at all the other ones. Like, I like it both ways. But I think you could see the half brioche better when it's
In a
a
different
different
color.
color because it tells you it's different. Okay, cool. Beverage number two. And this one is a limited release, but I imagine it would come back because it's wonderful. I love it.
Do think it is like a regular
Yeah.
limited time.
Like in every winter.
Yeah.
And this one is called Grizz Coffee Brown, ale brewed with coffee. And the last one was, sorry, 5.3%. This one is 6.5%.
Looking forward to this one. I haven't had it before. I didn't have the
Yay!
other, well, I hadn't had the other one before either, to be fair.
Cool.
Ooh. I could drink that one a lot.
Nice. It was not my typical choice either. Usually, if I go for a coffee, I want it to have like the vanilla or some sort of creaminess to it or oatmeal or but this one is just coffee brown and it's done really well. I think
It's
it's
a,
balanced.
yeah, it's a, as if you're drinking a straight up black coffee in a way, but like a good, rich, like fresh bean coffee.
Yes. Yeah, there's a huge difference for sure on that.
It's no Dunkin' Keurig cup.
Yeah, it's a really good full coffee. It's got some nice maltiness to it. I definitely think if you're drinking this, you've got to like coffee, like black coffee.
Although there is a richness to it, like you can kind of feel like there's a little bit of a cream to the top of it.
Yeah, but like my husband. I don't think this would be his jam. He would drink it and be like, yep, that's a coffee beer. You can have this back now.
He doesn't drink coffee either, does he?
He does, but he is a cream, always cream person.
Gotcha.
Every once in a while, I make him try, like, oh, I just bought M&M coffee. They
Huh.
have M&M coffee.
Okay.
Like,
Does
yeah,
it
it's
taste like
good.
M&M's?
Yeah. And
Interesting.
I mean, it still tastes like coffee too. Brian said it tasted like someone like crumpled up M&Ms and put it on top of his coffee. Because I made him try it before he put anything in. I'm like, just try it. He's like, yeah, okay, I can taste that. And then he doctored it up and was happy, and I was happy too.
Oh, that's how it should be.
Yeah, but yeah, it was just at the grocery store. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna have to try this. I'll indulge for a little bit. So yeah, so many tangents. So good beer. We like this one. Any other thoughts on the flavor profile or?
I just really like its richness. Again, I'm glad I have a second one of these in the fridge. Anna,
Why do I
for
have my
last
yarn
one.
ball in the bottom of my bag here? I should be using my yarn ball.
You should be using your yarn bowl. Why aren't you
That's
using
so
your yarn
sad.
bowl?
I'm gonna now, I promise.
My yarn bowl is now sitting at my office. It's my office bowl.
Yay. Oh, that's fun. I should bring one to my work too. That's a great idea.
So then it sits there under my desk, and then if I have a project at the office, I just put the yarn in the bowl and it's all good.
You are a very smart person.
And it brings some color to my office. It's yellow.
Oh, the bowl I have right now is yellow.
No,
My camera is just not working with me tonight, though.
it's
I
not.
think it's because my shirt's so dark, and so this everything is just
What is
like
on your
lighted
bowl?
out.
What is printed on the side of it?
So this is a Mandabar.
Okay, Amanda made that one. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's got an Indian actually shooting an arrow. The stars. Oh, there we go. You can kind of see
Oh,
that.
gotcha.
Yeah. But she gave it away for Christmas one year. So I have that and a teacup that has a dinosaur on it.
Yeah, she had given me a coffee mug that year that had an awesome skeleton on it.
Okay. I literally just had my scissors, guys. Okay, there. Feels so weird to be cutting this yarn after knitting so many circles with it. Okay.
All things must end.
All right. Let's see. Okay, so I've sidetracked us a few times now. Any other thoughts on the beer?
I don't think so. I think it's time to move on.
Okay.
Oh, but you know what? We never did it. Cheers.
Oh, shoot, we didn't. Okay.
Let's see if I can do it by memory rather than going back into the notes. Cheers to the
Sheep
sheep for their wool, the shepherds for their dedication.
and the sheep dogs.
And the wool that keeps the world happy, fiber that keeps,
Sure.
yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Sounds positive to me.
Don't think that's quite it, but we're close.
I like it. And I love deep greens.
Deep
So
greens.
Kelsey. Yeah, an olive green. I just like any of the darker greens.
That is a pretty green.
Not that I don't mind lime green, and I don't know, I'm picky on my shades of green.
Ooh, I should get out my green sweater. What was your purple sweater? My green sweater, your purple sweater.
Oh.
God, it starts with a D. Anyway, I should get that sweater out.
Ah. I was wearing that last week. I kind of rotate around on my sweaters.
Anyway, with that being said, I think we might move into our projects of what's brewing.
Yes, what is brewing, Kelsey?
Well, for the first time in quite a while, I have picked
Phelan.
up
You're not gonna get a word in tonight, Kelsey. I'm so sorry. The sweater is called the Dalen Pullover. Somehow I thought I could communicate that to you in the middle of you talking so that you would know, so you wouldn't have to worry about what it was called. But I really was just interrupting you and being rude.
All right, so Caitlin and I have a Daylan sweater. I should wear my Daylan sweater.
Yes.
But yes, okay. So for the first time in a long time, I am working on my granny square blanket. I feel like I want to get it done. I want to be done with it soon. I'm at the point where it's wider than my wingspan. So I want to do like a couple more inches and then put on a nice little border.
Oh, the colors so much. It's so happy and pretty.
Let's
Oh, it's
see.
beautiful.
I'm currently putting on a little pink color. There you go. Pink is so pretty.
Oh, cool. And it kind of changes a little bit.
Yeah, it does have a little bit of a variation to it.
Cute. It's kind of like cotton candy, but kind of
Yeah, it is very cotton candy pink.
lemonade-y.
It is very cotton candy pink. This is all mini skeins mostly from Fibernymph Dyeworks. Pretty much every color she's dyed in the last, I don't know, 3 years. I've been collecting them a little bit. Started with my Advent minis from a number of years ago, from the leftovers of those even. And then I got impatient wanting to wait for leftovers. So I started getting minis and just kept going. I have. Oh, let's see where that bag is. I have too many bags. Oh, here that is. I've got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 more minis to go. And then I think I'll put on the border.
Yay.
It should be
What's
about
your
right.
thought on the border?
I haven't quite decided yet. I want to do something a little fancier, maybe. Maybe a little couple of flowers or something. I don't know.
Fun.
There is a cool book. Let me find it real quick. Crochet Borders. Around the corner, Crochet Borders, 150 colorful creative edging designs with charts and instructions. For turning the corner perfectly every time by Edie Ekman.
Cool.
And so it has so many different examples of borders. Like this is just a little sampling.
Wow.
So I
It's gonna
want
be
to
hard to
do,
decide.
I know. And the fun thing is you can just kind of add some of them together.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
Do you
why
have a
just
color
do?
in mind? Or is it going to continue with your?
I have some half skein, some bigger mini skeins of Fibernymph. I thought got to do the border, but I also thought about using one of her self-striping colors too, so it would kind of change the little ways as it went around.
That'd be fun. Both
So
would
it
be
would give
fun.
kind of a little nut nod to what she's, mostly known for. So we'll see when I get there. I haven't quite decided yet. That's all right. We'll figure it out.
You'll know. You'll know when you get there.
Let's see, what else have I been working on? I've been making a little bit of progress on my Jessica Jones hat, if Jessica Jones had a hat. This is the second one of these I've made. I don't remember the name of the colorway. But it is bright pink and purple and yellow. And it's really fun. It's kind of a it's linen stitch, so you knit one, slip one, knit one, slip one. And it so it gives it a little bit different fabric.
Do you think it's fascinating how different it can act depending on your stitch pattern?
Oh yeah. How
And like
the
how strong that, like the linen stitches.
right, it really does hold very, very well. It's definitely flat, but gives a good like hold. So that's it's turning out interesting. I wish I had it right here to show you because it really does look cool. Forget who that is by, but I've made it before and it's really quite easy. One thing I am doing different on this version than the last one, I went down a couple needle sizes to make the like brim of the hat tighter.
Okay.
That is one thing that I struggle with on my current hat is that it's a little too loose.
Nice. And now you can fix it and let people know.
Exactly. It's like here, now that I've done it once, this is the modification I'm going to do it on this time. That is by S Smine, handmade by Smine, Smine. Not really sure on that, but that's on Ravelry. I'm sure it's probably somewhere else. See. What else have I been working on? I've been working on my Big Wheels Keep Turning. This is a wrap. Pardon that. I've made some good progress. Stay, stay. There are too many bits to this right now.
Oh yeah, this one. Oh, I'm excited. How is your reworking? Or are you not there
I
yet?
haven't done that yet.
Not there
So
yet. Okay.
this is the one that I had the massive hangover from. And
It's so neat.
going
So
to have
wild
to
how that's
redo that
coming
again.
together.
But it's a modular, it's going to be a modular wrap. And it has these nice, like, wheel wedges, if you will. Wheel, if you will. I just thought that was funny.
Brian's so proud of you right now.
But yeah, so this is I am let's see, one, two, three, four wheel wedges through on one side. And I think I want to do six so it's nice and long. So in reality, I'm like three or like two and a half since I need to go back and do the one again. But now that I've done a bunch of it, I almost have all the modules memorized.
Nice.
I would love to offer to rewrite the pattern so it actually makes sense for more people. Because I think that is just one of the downsides to the pattern is that it doesn't make a lot of sense how it's written. But in either way, I still think it's a good pattern. It's probably better if you're not using mini skeins in the pattern, but I'm really liking it now that I've got it down and there's a flow to it. It feels pretty good. And I was worried I wasn't going to be able to, that my mother-in-law was not going to be able to have a warm neck this winter, but I don't think with our weather that's going to be an issue.
Yeah,
It's
it's
supposed to be a
been
high of 70 next week.
Wild. It's such a weird time of year too, because like the morning will be like 25, 26-ish, and then when I go to work, I need my winter jacket, and then when I leave work, it's like
I'm in
60.
short sleeves.
And I'm like, now I just look weird carrying my winter jacket. Or just feel weird. Everyone knows why, because it was cold this morning. But yeah.
I think that's it for current projects. Although I will mention spinning. I did get out. Oh yeah, I will mention spinning. So the Two Yous podcast is having a unhibernation along.
Oh.
So coming out of hibernation for all your projects that have been lingering that need to be touched again. And so I pulled out a spinning project that I started, ooh, 5 years ago at this point. This is
Cool.
on a drop spindle. I started it I think I started in 2019 on the bus trip out to Ragri.
So probably before this podcast
Yes, it was pre-podcast.
started.
It was pre-podcast. So at some point, I wouldn't mind trying to finish this. So I figured this might be the project to bring out. I almost have a project off the spinning wheel. It is a four ply of okay, the project on the spinning wheel is a four ply of superwash merino nylon blend from Bad Fiber.
Cool.
And it is a super bright turquoise and purple and orange.
Fun.
And I can't wait. Unfortunately, I never, the oranges never quite lined up. So I don't have like a solid orange section.
Okay.
There was either a brown or a purple or a blue combined with the orange, but the other sections had straight up blue and purple. And oh, that's so cool. I think it's going to turn out to be about a DK weight.
Okay.
And that might turn into either socks or a hat, I think. Probably for Cole because he hasn't had something made for him in a while. What I failed to mention about the spinning in my hand at the moment is that it's also from Fibernif Dyeworks. This was a oof. Now I'm not even sure about what the fiber itself is, but it is blue and yellow. So it'll be interesting to see what it turns out to be.
So impressed that you were do drop spindling and talking at the same time.
In practice.
I'm impressed. Good job learning and doing that. That's awesome. I
You should get your spindle out sometime.
should. It's sitting nicely organized in my little knitting area. Ready to be loved.
It's just sitting there going, Caitlin.
I
Caitlin, learn.
know. I've been struggling to like find time to fit it all in though.
I
Like I keep
know.
restarting my streak because I'm like, oh gosh, I didn't knit it all today. So yeah.
I think
Maybe we should have another sewing party and you can make me do that.
Ooh, there we go. We'll do that. I'll make you learn the job spindle.
Although there's plenty of room at my dining room table to at least, I bet we could fit four sewing machines. I would just have to get a card table out for ironing and stuff.
Oh, well, we could
measuring.
set up a like a, I could bring my ironing board even.
It's true. I
Oh,
think
I.
we got rid of our ironing board.
Oh, but honestly, an ironing table would be even better.
Yeah, either way. I guess that means it's me, huh?
That does. That's on you now.
Okay. Well, I haven't done a ton of knitting. Like, I have picked it up when I can. I was so happy. It was like sometime last week, and Riker and I just had like 20 minutes. We're kind of hanging out, but then he was kind of doing his own thing and just wanted to show me things. So I sat on the couch and worked on one of my hats. And I think I posted Instagram about it. So that was probably the last time I just got to sit and like knit, other than right now.
Aw.
That's okay. It's as life ebbs and flows, but I do like remember when he was really little and I just had like a guarantee almost every night of like a half an hour of knitting, whatever. So great. But that's okay. What
Did
I
you?
need to figure out how to do is knit and bike at the same time.
Oh, I know. If only I could knit and bike at the same time, that would be awesome. I really wish
Yeah.
I could knit and spin at the same time, or spin and bike at the same time would be awesome too.
Oh, that'd be so great. I want that to happen.
Oh, maybe when we get a tandem, maybe it'll be easier on a tandem.
Oh, yeah. Because then you can just trust your front person. Unless you want to
Exactly.
be the front person and do it all, and you do
No, I think I'm gonna let Cole be the
you.
captain. I'll be a stoker.
I never knew it was called a stoker. But that's
Okay.
what I was when we rented one. I was the back
So
person and Brian was the front person.
yeah, on a tandem, the person up front is called the captain. They're the one in charge of steering and directing and all of that. The person on the back is the stoker. Usually they're re pretty much responsible for just pedaling and providing power. Kind of like
Nice.
stoking a fire.
Okay. And so I'm curious then on what, like, I typically see a certain order, but do you want like your power in the back then?
So I
Or
guess
is it
more.
not a big difference because you're both pedaling to the same thing? Like, it's all the chain's all connected.
It's I don't think it's a big difference. Usually you see the bigger person up front, and that's not even always necessary, but usually that's how the bikes are built. Usually for a tandem, you're gonna see a frame that is either one size fits all. So would like, for instance, you and Brian probably both ride a medium sized bike.
Yep.
And so you would be able to ride a medium tandem or a medium tandem. However, there are tandems out there where the front would be like a large and the back would be a medium or a medium small, if you will, so that the size kind of changes for the person smaller in the back.
Okay.
I think for the most part, it's kind of just been traditionally that the man was up front and the woman was in the behind. But there's start you're starting to see less of that.
Nice. Yeah, like so like for Brian and I, he did sit in front when we did the tandem bike that we rented, but when we canoe, I'm in the back. Because I could steer better. Not to insult him. It just that's just I'm just better at steering a canoe than he is.
That's all right.
So
Steering
yeah.
a canoe takes talent, though. Like, it's not easy necessarily.
It's a weird thing. I don't know. I don't it's a random skill, I guess. I don't wouldn't say I'm amazing. I just made every mistake for a while and then finally figured it out.
A long time since I've been canoeing.
Us too. Riker's getting big enough. Maybe that's something we can do this summer. I think we were going to last summer and
Oh,
We
he's
did a lot of
totally
our
big
ideas.
enough.
And he's in swimming lessons.
Yeah, no, he would be great. He'd be fine. I was a canoe in a canoe long before
Yeah.
his age.
Especially if we can find a river, because it's more fun to canoe down a river than
Oh yeah.
in a pond. Both are fun, but yeah, so I guess for me, I think my biggest news is the Abraco. I'm starting that bottom trim ribbing half brioche. I don't know what the right perfect word is for it, but I'm starting that. And you heard Kelsey and I decide green is the way to go. So I'm doing that. And I'm excited. It's that beautiful olive green in my cam wool. So it's camel and wool. So that is really exciting. I have been touching a lot of projects, just not knitting a ton on them. So like my outline tank by Jessie Mae is, there's been a lot of nights where I'm like, well, I'm not quite ready for bed, and I might not even knit an entire round, but it's nice to
To
just have
just
a
get a
little bit of
couple
that time.
stitches,
Yeah.
yeah.
I did get to give a decent amount of attention to my garter tab cast on shawl that Kelsey helped me start.
How's that
Yeah, so
going?
I think I did 3 rows on it this week so far. So
Nice.
that's the most I've done in a long time. And the rows are getting bigger. I do think that I put some of my yarn overs in the wrong spot in the middle. And so I'm making my way back up to those middle stitches, and I'll probably just drop down and fix it. But I think what happened is I was putting my yarn over before the stitch marker, and so it was causing my center to drift to the side. But I don't think I did it for too many rows. I think it's maybe like 4 rows. I just need to.
That's not too bad then.
Yeah. And if it's not perfect in one spot at the very top, I'll just crinkle it at the top when I put it on or something. It'll be fine. But all I'm learning, it's a wonderful project to have at my desk at work, because I most of the time you can just pick up and I'm just doing garter, other than every other row with the yarn overs, which really shouldn't be that hard, but apparently I messed that up.
But
But
it's
that's
hard
okay.
enough to remember. I always forget to remember to do them. Like, oh, sure, it's easy enough, but am I on the right side? Did I forget to do it on the other
Yes.
side?
I had to put a stitch marker on my increase side. Like I just put one in like the side so I could see it. That makes sense. So like not at the end of the row, it's okay. So I could remember, because I could not. And then I'd have to look through. I'm like, oh, okay, there's yarn over. So this is a knit round. And I'd be like, wait, what am I on? And I do like 5 times going all the way across, and it is not that big yet. So I was like, okay, stitch marker time. So now I can remember.
Yes.
So one of those things that I've learned, and I'm glad that I've learned it. Yeah, so I think that's where I'm at for knitting. I think we talked about, I did finish one of my spiral hats.
Yes, he did.
So I've now finished 3 and I'm on my fourth one. But if not, I guess I'm jumping ahead. If I haven't talked about 3 that I finished, the next one I'm starting with the same exact Christmas colors, and I just switched to the brim. Now I think the brim is, I think the first one I made, the brim was green, and now I'm working on where the brim is red.
Red.
So
Yeah, I think you're right. I
I
think so.
think I talked about that. Yeah, Kelsey, FOs.
I have two.
Yay!
I wish I had grabbed both of them. I'll talk about the one I don't have first, but I
Okay.
did post it on our Instagram for Valentine's Day. I
Oh,
did
that was
finish
such a
it.
cute post. I meant to text you and say, oh, that's cute.
It just so happened to be called the Sweetheart Scarf. And that is by Annie Baker Designs. I used a skein of Earth sock yarn, unique sock or something like that. I could not tell you the colorway because I don't have the ball band anymore. But it turned out so cool. It was such an awesome one skein project. There's the picture for
Yeah, and
refresher.
like you made it in the heart and everything.
Well, and it just like it, you add stitches on every row. So I was having that same, am I on the front? Am I on the back? How many stitches am I adding on this side? Where am I on that side? But it's super easy pattern to remember. You're increasing rows, and then you add a little ruffle to the edge. And it just has some really fun colors to it. It's deep, like purples and dark greens and browns and oranges, and that's going to be going to my mother-in-law to go with her winter
Oh
jacket.
yay. So she'll have a warm neck then.
Well, she's gonna
That's
get
good.
multiple things. I'm giving her options.
Fun.
And then I'm going to call this a finished object because it will be a finished object, and then I'll probably forget to talk about it on the next show. So, while it's still technically not quite finished, all I need to do is run the yarn through the stitches that are on the needle and sew the ends in. So, take them off my headphone for a second.
Okay. Oh, cute.
This is my new hat.
I love it.
It is the Lonely Hearts Club hat. And this is by Nomadic Knits.
Oh, it's really cute.
Same designer that I did the 12 Days of Christmas pattern with. This is a so she released the pattern, the whole thing. So it's out there for sale now. But it was really fun. It is a DK weight. I ended up using fingering weight held double. And this I used the 2 ply sock from Watts Yarn in the colorway Barbie.
What's yarn?
It is in the colorway Barbie, which is this super awesome, deep, rich, purpley pink. And then some scraps of orange as the contrast. And you do this little dip stitch that make these little hearts in a little pattern. Super
That's way
easy,
fun.
super fun hat. It fits super well too. So I don't know if I'm going to keep this one or give them away, but it goes really well with the cowl I made last month. So yeah, that is my hat. That's
I love
the
it.
Lonely Hearts Club hat.
So cute. So when you're doing those dip stitches, do you have to like leave extra like floats, I guess, to build them?
Not really. So, but you kind
Okay.
of, when you do that dip stitch, you're kind of going. So you're going down multiple rows. So if you got a needle or a stitch on the needle on your right knee, or sorry, a stitch on your left needle, you're going to go several rows below it and make
Great.
essentially a knit stitch through the row, several rows below. And you're going to pull up enough looseness to create enough length to make a full stitch.
Cool.
So it
Okay.
creates a little bit of a longer stitch.
They're so cute.
I
Neat.
really love that kind of stitch. Whimsical Samantha, Whimsical Woods, and a bunch of her patterns have very similar dip stitches to them. It leaves a lot of room for play too. So I highly recommend this. It's a nice little beanie pattern. It had multiple sizes from newborn to adult, like XL. Yeah. There's a lot of room for play. It could easily you could easily use different colored scrap yarns. You could use different yarns for the whole thing.
That's
Yeah.
cute. I've never done it before.
You should try it. It's fun.
It looks so cool.
Oh, and the top, the crown decreases were fun too. So you do like centered double decreases, and then it kind of cinches up into the middle.
Oh, cool.
A little bit of a different crown than normal.
I love it when a pattern does a different crown.
It
Like,
really
I
is.
like the traditional ones, but it's fun to mix it up and learn something different.
It's kind of like what the Jessica Jones had. It has like a pleated crown.
Cool. I am gonna have to look at those hats before you give them homes.
So that just means Simmons to be woven in, and it's done.
Yay, that's awesome.
Think that's it for FOs. How about yourself?
That's it for me.
Just a nice big yawn, a
So
good old
sorry.
finished
I'm so
yawn.
sorry. I swear I went to bed so early last night. Maybe it's just that I'm relaxing. Like, this is just. Oh no! I dropped my.
Oh
It's empty, but I do need to pick it up. 1 second.
no! At least
It's
you
so
didn't.
nice. I have new headphones, so I don't have to be attached to my chest.
Ah, that is a lot handier being
Yeah.
mobile.
Please tell me about your stash and hangouts.
Unless you want to talk about your hangover first.
No, that's fine. It's not that exciting.
Well, I have a couple. I don't think I talked about these the last time. I think these are new from the last time. I ordered more mini skeins from Molly Klein Designs.
Cool.
I ended up wanting more yarn to go for the big wheels turning scarf. And so I ended up getting her Halloween spooky minis.
Oh, cute.
There's like an orange and a pink and a green, and then like it's like really multi-variegated
That's a really
ones.
fun take on Halloween colors, too.
Yeah, they're not your normal like dark, scary colors.
Yeah.
They're much brighter. I also got a set that was all different kinds of greens because the original one I ordered was a set of mini ways that were Grand Canyon themed.
Okay.
And those were all very like oranges and yellows and browns and purples. But I needed something to offset those. So the greens were awesome. I now have this nice big bag of mini skeins.
Yay! Lots of options.
Many options. It's awesome. And I hadn't heard from her in a while. Like my first order from her came very quickly. And then the second one, it took a little while. And I just messaged her to see what was up because it didn't really bother me by any means. I was just like, whatever. It is what it is. I just wanted to make sure it was coming. She's like, yeah, we've just been sick and snow and weather. And I was like, okay, I get it.
Oh.
But I was like, I want to order something else, and since you hadn't shipped it, can we just ship them together so I don't have to pay twice for shipping?
Yeah.
And so she was super awesome, and then made it work and gave me 10% off of her store, and then refunded me on the shipping, and so I ended up getting more things than I had planned on. So I now have a new Jurassic World project bag.
That's really cute.
I'm so
Nice.
excited. Jurassic Park, all the Jurassic Parks are like some of my favorite movies. But it came with a little set. So it's got a Stitch marker and I don't know, two couple progress keepers that are
They're
dinosaurs,
dinosaurs? Oh,
dinosaur
yes.
skeletons.
Oh, that's fun.
And then it came with a mini and a full skein
Oh, pretty.
of green and brown, or green and gray and yellow, kind of. Oh, and there's like these pops of like this peach. See that?
That's way fun. I love the way it like goes in and out with the colors.
I don't even know what to make it now. Like, I just don't even know. I don't want it to be socks. Like, it's too pretty for socks.
Be something. Maybe it'll be your next cool hat.
Ooh.
Do those
Ooh.
cool stitches.
That could be a cool hat. Yeah, I'm excited to have another project bag, and the fact that it's Jurassic World, and ooh, look at this. It's got
Oh,
leaves on
nice.
the inside of the bag. Nice little handle and zipper.
Good find.
Yeah, I'm excited. So that is my stash enhancements.
That's awesome.
So you say you had a hangover, eh?
Yeah, just during this episode. I
Ah.
apparently had a Pearl Row before I needed to start the setup rope for the
Mm.
barouche. So I had already cut my arm, went back the 4 stitches that I did in the green, did my purl round, and now I'm to the green now. But that does mean I have now 2 more ends to weave in.
Oh,
It was either
man.
that or like frog a row, and I'm like, you know, it's probably just easier to just do another row than like grab all the stitches. Or I almost thought about ignoring it, and I was like, no, because I'll know and I'll notice it. I'll notice that like ridge of extra stockinette. So, yeah.
Yeah. Probably easier just to, yeah, not go back, but
Yeah, it'll be all right. But now I'm knitting in the pretty green, and that's
yay.
really great. So, any hangovers for you?
No hangovers.
Okay.
Impressively, no hangovers. Though, if you don't knit that much, there's not that many hangovers.
I still managed.
Least it was a baby
Okay.
hangover.
Yes, yeah, no big deal. And I don't really mind sewing in ends. I don't really want to sew in like 100 million ends, but 2 extra is just not a big deal. So that brings us to our topic, and I've actually been working on this one probably close to the beginning of the podcast. So I wanted to create a list, and there has been other podcasts who have done this, and I have taken notes from them as well. Particularly Fuck This Knit. This was their episode 4, was knitting on like TV or movies or things like that. So just where have you seen knitting? And I think it's kind of fun to like see it. And then I wanted to start as I was seeing it, catching it. So I guess I've been working on this for like 3 years, trying to get a list together. And I'm sure I don't have everything. But if anyone has anything to add, you have to tell me because I want to know about it. So I'll just start from the top here. It's kind of a random collection as I've gotten it. But these first ones, I Fuck This Knit had talked about them. But season 14 of Arthur the Aardvark, if you guys remember that cartoon,
Oh,
it's in
so
there.
okay. Oh.
It's
I don't know that I remember that episode by any means, but
me
that's
neither.
interesting.
But I'm like, I'm gonna put it in because they talked about it and I love their podcast so much. Season 1, and it's dabbled throughout multiple seasons of The Handmaid's Tale.
I do remember seeing that early on.
And this is cool because she actually is knitting. But she knits through the back loop and then she does something on the next round. Like she twists it back.
That's entirely possible that you could do that. Then you would still end up
Yeah.
with the correct direction.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. But I just thought that was interesting that there's enough of it in there. And I remember watching some of like the special features on Hulu, and she talked about, no, I really learned how to knit to do it. So, and I think they're always like straight needles too, even though she's making garments for her potential baby. But yeah, so which of course you can do. You don't have to have round, like circular needles to knit a sweater, but it would be my preference to use a circular needle most of the time.
I will say though, I do want to challenge myself to do a fully seamed sweater at some point, just to
It
see
does a
what
lot of great stuff for the structure.
exactly the stability, the seaming, the structure of it. It might fit a little bit better. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But I do want to give it a try.
Oh, I love it. I can't wait.
Might be a little while, but I do want to try.
Let's see. So Firefly, which is my favorite show ever. I actually have a tattoo of the Serenity ship on my front thigh, I guess you call it.
Your
And they don't
quad?
actually show knitting happening, but one of the characters, his name is Jane, and his mom knits him a hat. And it's pretty great. It's a pretty cute hat. And in kind of an obnoxious, great way. Then the original Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, which now there's like a bunch of Willy Wonkas.
Well, there's Willy Wonka, and then
Yeah.
there's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and now there's the new Willy Wonka.
Which was good. I saw that, the musical.
I haven't seen it yet.
But his grandma knits a scarf for his birthday in the original Willy Wonka and the Chocolate
Don't both
Factory.
grandmas? Didn't both grandmas work on it, and the mom? I'm pretty sure all
Probably.
three of them worked on it.
Hey, your memory's probably got it better than me. It's been a long time since I've watched it. So on Tangled, in the beginnings, one of the beginning songs, she knits.
Untangled.
I always think of the frying pan with this movie. It was, I believe it was a Disney movie,
Okay,
but
so it is the gotcha,
it's the Rapunzel story.
the yes.
There is knitting in Monty Python. I didn't add extra notes, but apparently it's in there. Bob's Burgers, which I'm a big fan of that show. I am probably way behind. I hope it's still going.
A friend of mine has been doing Bob's Burgers cooking class. So
Oh, fun!
she teaches a class to make some of the meals from Bob's Burgers. And it's been selling out every time, so that's pretty impressive.
Nice. Friend of ours got the cookbook. So I think
Ah.
someone made a blog off of the show, off of like the sign in the back of whatever the burger of the day is. And so we did one of the burger of the days. Breakfast at Tiffany's. Aubrey Hepburn is knitting.
I've never seen that. Like, never seen
I
it.
haven't either. I got this one from Fuck This Net too. I hope they don't listen to this episode and be like, Caitlin just took everything from us. I'm like, well, you guys had a great list, and I want to add to the list. So that ends what I got from that episode, and then the rest I've just ran into. So Christmas Family Vacation, the Christmas one. The grandma's knitting, and she's knitting with straight needles. And Kelsey and I were kind of talking about this beforehand. Like, she's so knitting so tightly, she's like hitting the back of the needle to like
Shoving it
push the
through.
stitches across. And I'm like, you know what? I can relate to that, especially when I first started. I was a very tight knitter, and now I'm very much not. But she was rocking it. That was her style, I guess. Oh, okay. I did add some notes on Arthur. So Arthur actually learns to knit in season 14, episode
Ah,
8.
okay. I
And
feel
he
like I
likes to
do
knit with pink
remember
yarn.
that, honestly.
I don't. I used to watch Arthur all the time, though. It was a good show. It's a great
Was a
book.
good show.
Or series, book series. And then Virgin River, Meryl Streep.
There are numerous of them. Meryl Streep is one of the main ones that does, but there are several of the others that do too.
Did you read this one, The Call of the Midwife?
I didn't, but
Okay.
Call the Midwife, I have seen every episode and actually probably multiple times at this point. But Cyril, he always had a knit sweater on. He has several knit sweaters on throughout the course of the series. And there are several of the nurses that knit.
Nice. The movie 50-50, 25 minutes into it, during his first chemo treatment, there's knitting. Which this movie wasn't like super big, but I really liked it.
Like, I hadn't actually heard of it, so.
Yeah, let's see, it came out. One up has Anna Kendrick in it, so of course I had to watch it. It came out in 2011, and yeah, I just it I think it just popped up as my like suggestions to watch it. But it's a great, it's a fun, like it's kind of comedy, kind of dark. It's a combination. But I enjoyed the movie. And then the last one I have is in Spider-Man. The Spider-Man's with Tobey Maguire.
Oh, yes.
In the first one, Aunt May is knitting, but she is not, she's knitting terribly. She's not knitting. She's not knitting. She has two needles in a rectangle, but she's just like flopping them around. Like there's no like it's not as acting. Not knitting. But it's there. It is there. So
Trying to
I'll
think
take
if.
that where it needs to be. Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel like there was something else I saw recently when knitting, but it's not coming to me.
I know, and that's the thing. Like, I want to make like this really great list of like where we get to see it, and I know I've seen it in more than just these
I
movies.
know. It's a lot more regular than that. I know it
Oh
is.
yes. And whenever it does happen, I like really point it out. But
So, if you hear about it, feel free to let Caitlin know and she'll gladly add
yeah.
it to our list.
Can't remember what movie it was, but everyone was losing their mind. I think it was one of the Captain Americas and one of his sweaters. People were like trying to duplicate it. But there's no knitting in it, but
With the sweater itself. Well, that's a whole
yeah.
nother game you think about when you look about that. Think about how many different patterns have come from all of the Highlander? Not Highlander, what's the series?
Oh, Outlander.
Outlander. Think about
Yeah,
all the
there
patterns that
is
have
knitting
stemmed
in
from
that
that.
too. How do I have not have this on there? And I've read all the books. Like the series is not completed, but I'm up to current. And like knitting is very common. Like everyone knits their socks then. And she's trying to do it and she just can't do it. And they're trying to help her. Claire.
Oh, yeah.
I
No,
need
she
to
is.
figure out which season that was in the TV show. I think it's like season 3 or 4-ish. It's a little later in.
I haven't seen past season two, I don't think. Because I was trying to make myself wait and read along with the books. And I have only like gotten halfway through book two.
They are a lot to read. They are big books.
They are certainly big books. Nothing else is coming right to mind.
Yeah, like most of the searching I do, they mostly talk about like seeing knitted items in the show and not actual people knitting. That's what I have so far. And I was like, you know what, I've been working on this list for a while. I should get it out there and then hopefully we can add to it and do a part two and go back through
That would
everything.
be fun. Maybe we should make that goal this year to see how many we could add.
Oh, that'd be so fun. I would love to do that. I think it's super cool.
All right, let's watch more TV this year and see how much more knitting we can find.
All right. I like this goal. Let's watch more TV. Oh, I did find an article. What We Do in the Shadows
Oh.
has knitting. I have not read the watch this TV show, but apparently the vampires sit down to talk about chores and the character Deacon is knitting.
I've heard of it. I haven't seen it.
Me neither. I have not heard of it or seen it though. You're ahead of me. Now I'm kind of curious. Let's go through here. Call the Midwives. We talked about that. Yeah, lots of knitting and crochet in the picture. Oh, The Simpsons. Of course they have knitting in The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah.
She has the needles kind of pointed down, which I think is interesting. But it's in like the opening credits. Orange is the New Black has knitting.
Oh yeah, that does. Because that's what one of the things that they're actually allowed to do at one point until it gets taken away.
Oh. But the article's funny. It says they're knitting and then they show her knitting and she is crocheting. But it looks like, not that I'm great at crochet, but it looks like she's crocheting correctly. Oh gosh, who was the late night host that someone knit him a sweater and then he tried to knit?
Letterman?
Is it Conan?
Maybe.
And there's that commercial of the guy from Full House.
Oh, shoot. Oh, you said Full House.
John Stamos. It's like a commercial. I must just be at the point where now I've had two beers, so I'm so smart. I've been working on this list so long, and I think I just doubled it. Shameless.
That was the one I've been watching Shameless lately. I did see it on Shameless.
Nice. And that's all this article had, but yay. Oh, and there's a picture of Linda Belter knitting. With in Bob's Burgers, Bob is much better at knitting according to this picture. Yay, Bob's Burgers.
Ooh.
I really do need to get back in the habit of watching that show.
I have never seen it.
I don't know, it's a cute cartoon. Lots of adult humor. Okay, well, there we go. The list is a little longer now, but I would love to hear more. Oh, my husband is now raising his hand. Yes, sir. Would you like to come over and speak in the speaker? Hold on, let me make it so you can hear us. Okay, husband.
Hi. Did you talk about Demolition Man?
No.
Demolition Man, he gets out of the cryogenic chamber and they implant a skill in him. And so all he wants to do is knit. But he's knitting, he's rolling a ball on his hand, and on his forearms, like he's doing a climbing rope or some sort.
Ah.
He's watching that. And then the next morning, he talks to his partner, Sandra Bullock, and he tosses her flippantly a sweater he knit. Like you can just do it overnight because you guys know you can do a sweater in about 2 hours before you go to sleep while watching footage of the bad guy.
Yeah.
So, yes, knitting
Oh, nice.
Demolition Man.
And every restaurant is Taco Bell.
Well, thank you, Brian.
You're
Thank
welcome.
you for sharing your knowledge.
So that is our list, and we are going to keep making it bigger. Maybe that can be our February thing. Like we're starting in the year, but in denial that the next year has started. Let's see. Let's
How
see
much more TV we can watch.
if Oh, that's such a good one. Good job, Ryan. Okay. Any other thoughts on that?
I don't think so. I think it's kind of fun to have something to work towards.
Yes. So I think that brings us to our bike stuff section.
Yes. So, Caitlin, what have you learned biking this week? What?
I thought I'd throw you a curveball this week. So sometimes like to get things in, we have like it's hard because of timing. And especially in the winter or even when it's like 60 degrees or less, I can bike to work and not shower to
Isn't
get
that
it in.
awesome?
So it's kind of like I guess a commuting tip, like we don't have to shower every time. Like we've done something as long as we're keeping the effort kind of maintained and the temperature is not too hot. So some tips to help with that if you're biking to work. And I know this week I just didn't get moving fast enough and I still bike to work. And I'm like, yeah, I've got 5 minutes to shower before work starts. So that's not happening. So dress a little bit lighter, like within reason. You don't want to get be freezing and miserable while you're biking, but dress a little bit lighter, moisture wicking clothes, ride a little bit slower, like you don't need to race to work. Then that will keep the intensity down for you, or an e-bike, which is my preference. And then I've also learned the benefit of sponge baths. So like if you just get a little sweaty but you're clean when you started and you just do a quick wipe down,
It
that's gonna be a
definitely
lot
is
faster than a
handy.
shower, and now I don't have to redo my hair.
That's where I like using cold shower wipes. They have a nice little bit of a cooling agent. They have a little bit of alcohol with them and wipes off. I know that's not great necessarily as far as sustainability necessarily, but in a pinch it works pretty well.
Yeah, and then it allows you to kind of feel a little cleaner, which is nice. And I've also found like a no rinse, there's like no rinse body washes. I've tried a few so far, and my thing is it's gonna take me a while because like even if I don't like it, I'm gonna go through it and do the next one. But right now the brand I like is Clean Life No Rinse Body Bath. So, yeah, that's my tip this week. Don't shower.
I like it.
Just don't do it.
Yeah, those are
Sponge
all great things. I like it. I like it.
bath. So it's kind of more of a like a commuting or meeting tip, I guess. But same thing with like Ragbri. There's not always a great shower solution, or it's a lot of work to get a shower. So here's a way to freshen up.
Or another good it's of traveling or something, in a pinch, I've been on a flight for the last 6 hours, so let's clean up real quick before the meeting I have to get to.
Yeah. Oh, that's you're an impressive person.
I haven't had to do it lately, but
Good. That's hard.
traveling by car is much easier than flying, but I have a bunch of those coming up, so it'll get interesting.
And then you can add tips to this. We can just like redo this episode next February and see what happens. See if people are like, Did you guys talk about this?
But we've gotten better at it.
Yeah, so that's maybe a biking tip this week. Anything else you got, Kelsey?
I do want to mention one thing. Since last episode, I was pretty, shall we say, cryptic on what some of my bike goals were. So I last left you off knowing that I was hoping to do some races, and that some of the races that I would like to do, I probably wasn't going to do. With that being said, Cole and I are now hosting two more bike races. We now have three gravel bike races in the state of Iowa, all different kinds of time periods, all different areas of the state, different months, different seasons. You can get the full array of what Iowa gravel looks like. So yeah, it's going to be a very exciting year. We've taken on the Iowa Gravel Classic based out of White Rock Conservancy. And that is my favorite race of the year. I can't wait to be a part of it. And I'm so happy to be able to continue giving it a good home. And then the other one we took on is the Spotted Horse Gravel Ultra. And that's going to be moving locations this year, too. It's going to be moving from the Madison County Winery to Big Rack Brewing Company.
Yum,
So
beer.
we're going to hopefully have beer and music and food trucks and make it a freaking party.
Nice. I'll
So
have to look up the brewery.
if you're at all interested in Iowa gravel, come check us out. It's going to be a blast this year.
And also, you probably should have led with that. I just forgot, like, so much has happened. That's so exciting. We should have started the podcast with that.
Wanted to save it for
That works too. But
the
I'd say it's very exciting.
It is very exciting. It's going to be quite a year, I'll tell you that. So we got a lot in the books.
That's awesome. I think you are going to do awesome, and it's a blast.
We want to go, they're all races that we've enjoyed, and we just wanted to make sure that they live on and have a good home and continue to be.
Yeah.
With that, I should say,
Knit
Nidal,
all
the
the
thing.
things. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and on Tap as Gravel Knits. Our website is gravelknits.com. You can email us at gravelknits@gmail.com. And you can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/gravelknits.
You can find me, Kelsey, on Ravelry and Instagram as Bikes Brews Use. Or Untapped as Kelsey J.
You can find me, Caitlin, on Ravelry and Instagram as Caitlin and Lloyd. And I also have an additional Instagram account, Caitlin Knits and Bikes. Please message us to let us know what you'd like us to talk about, and we'd love to hear what you think about the show. If you like the podcast, please share it with a friend.
Gravel Knits believes everyone deserves to be included and loved, regardless of who you love, beliefs, color, size, your gender, or whatever else makes you you. Please keep in mind that we are human, and while we are trying to educate ourselves, there is always more to learn, and any critiques are deeply appreciated.
Yay!
Woohoo!